Good morning, everyone. Let's prepare for the Silence of the Finished Kingdom class with a deeper realization and meditation. Please, today and each day between now and the start of class next Friday, take time to lift your awareness away from every person, thing, condition, and circumstance of your human material world, both the bad and the good. Find a quiet place where you will be undisturbed and ponder. I am. I and infinity are one. Infinity and I are one and the very same existence, presence, substance, activity and form. The Master tells us, I and the Father are one, yet my Father is greater than I. Infinity, which is omniscience, is the life, the activity, the all-knowing intelligence of every breath I breathe, every step I take, every moment of my experience. I am not a personal self. The only self that exists is God's self, because God is infinity. Therefore, no life, no being, no mind, no body, no world exists except God itself. As I fill my awareness with this truth, I quickly begin to lose the personal sense of self and start experiencing the infinity of self and of all things. I never need struggle for my good, my truth. Good is what I am, because the I am that I am is God, not personal self, not human, not finite and limited, not temporal. I already am and have all that God is and has. I can do nothing of myself. Oh, students, please hear this deeply. This is the secret of your instant good, or let's say very quick good, and the key to the fruits you'll experience throughout class and beyond as you continue the practice. This is the Master speaking. I can of my own self do nothing. It is the Father within me that does the work. Because this is true, I have no need to learn how to be healthy, loving, prosperous, free, and I must not be tempted to learn such things. I already am, and I already have all that God is, because the I of me is God. Everything that's going on in heaven is going on in me, my body and my world, because the I of me and heaven are one. I am omnipresence. The entirety of omnipresence is what I am. The entirety of omnipresence is what my world and all it constitutes is. I am. I am. I am. I have. I have. I have. I am and I have all that infinity, O God, is and has, this instant of now. And because there's no such thing as unmanifested, undemonstrated, intangible, unreal, impractical God, the infinity of good that I am and I have is freely available to my visible, practical experience, this instant of now. As I am being what infinity is, I see it. I have it in real and practical terms. It's only when I'm being a personal sense of self that I cannot see or have the abundance of good that fills my experience. Think, I live and move and have my being this instant in the midst of boundless and unconditional good in every category and form of life. Yet I cannot see it or have it when I believe that I of my own self am personal, am human, am limited. When I believe that I need more health, more freedom, more supply, more love, or more ability to be loving. There's no separation, no difference, no delay in God. Therefore, there is no delay of tangible good in God consciousness. And I demonstrate this truth as I stay in I awareness, despite the strongest temptation to believe in what the personal sense of self sees as being needed, or believes as being needed, and what it's tempted to do to heal, love, harmonize, or prosper what seems to be needed. My friends, the surest way of keeping the personal sense of self alive, therefore blocking God from experience, is to attempt to teach it how to be healthier, more loving, more compassionate, more prosperous, more successful, more peaceful. Even attempting to learn how to be spiritual, how to awaken, how to attain God consciousness is a trap unless we understand the true purpose and process, if you like, of experiencing truth. One of the greatest temptations of the personal self is to go off to learn how to be more spiritual in one way or another. How can I learn how to be more spiritual when I already am all that God is? If I attempt to be more loving, more kind, more gentle, more understanding, more patient, healthier, more prosperous, happier, or freer, I fail. Why? Because if I believe I do not yet have these traits and experiences, and that I need to establish them within me, I'm admitting that I am a personal self, separate and different from God. I am love. I am kindness. I am gentleness. I am understanding. I am patience. I am life. I am abundance. I am happiness. I am free this instant because the I am of me is the I am of God, the only I. The master warned about catering to or believing the personal self can be improved. Whosoever has, whosoever realizes and lives the I am, I have awareness and refuses to cater to the personal sense of self that always senses want and need, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance of enlightened experience, more truth filling his mind, body, and world. But whosoever has not, whosoever does not realize that the I am of him is the fullness of God, whosoever lives a personal sense of self, attempting to get, to gain, to improve itself, from him shall be taken away even that which he has. And we all know that to be true. There's only one way of evidencing the infinity and fulfillment of truth in practical experience, and that is to rise into the I am, I have awareness. Then, in stillness, emptiness, and receptivity, effortlessly let infinity pour through you as tangible, visible fulfillment. Watch how quickly love, abundance, peace, harmony, and fulfillment of purpose become real and practical in your life as you abandon the personal sense of self and let God be what God is as and through you. It's a daily miracle to truly live without personal sense. Yet, it's not really a miracle. It's because you already are and have all good. You simply have to yield the personal sense and effortlessly let what is shine through your impersonalized being or sense. Just a grain of impersonalized sense quickly reveals miracles in an individual's life. Always remember, if you, as a personal sense, attempt to improve your God qualities in this way or that, you not only fail, even though it's true that you may be able to temporarily uphold a degree of improvement before falling back down, but you unwittingly strengthen the personal sense of self, and in that way increase the sense of separation from God. Never be tempted to teach the personal self. Never be tempted to learn how to be good, how to be more loving, how to be gentle, how to be compassionate, how to be prosperous. No. Personal improvement, even under the guise of improving our God qualities, has nothing to do with God. Worse, it prolongs suffering. The wayside is littered with pain and suffering, and the corpses of those who unwittingly keep or kept the personal sense alive by attempting to improve it of its own self. Only God itself, tangibly experienced within, is love, is life, is compassion, is gentleness, is abundance, is harmony, is peace, evidenced as your and my qualities, nature, and character, just as the sun itself is the quality, the nature, and the character of the sunbeam's light and heat. The sunbeam has no quality of its own because it's not a personal self. If it went to a teacher to learn how to be hotter and brighter, it must fail because its very attempt demonstrates that it believes it is separate and different from the sun. Do you see this? The only way, the one way, and this is why the master called it the straight and narrow way, to wake up and discover God, fulfillment, filling your body and world, is to abandon the personal sense of self and to seek God itself, discover God itself. In discovering God itself, we discover ourselves, because God is ourself. Do you see? I hope with all my heart that every one of you listening to this hears it. By refusing to cater to or teach the personal self, and instead to give every minute you can each day to turning straight to God, seeking God, discovering God, thinking as infinity thinks, as omnipresence thinks, as spirit thinks, and then simply listening to the silence of omniscience, listening to his understanding, you cut years and years off the time it takes you to discover your freedom, your infinity of being, your true and everlasting health or healing, wealth, love, relationship, harmony, and fulfillment of being. Now, let me also share a little about his understanding and how it becomes the form, the good in your mind, body, and world. The way of each class will be to start with some spoken guidance, then a period of silence in which we are taught of God itself. The secret of it, if there's a secret to it, is to realize that his understanding is the infinity of inner and outer already existing good. Let's go through it in preparation. First, realize that your truth is the finished kingdom. Your being, your I, is the finished kingdom of individual and unique you. Universally, all good in your here and now life already is, and is finished, perfect, and practical, even if you cannot see it at this moment. Second, realize that the finished kingdom is silence. That which is finished is silent. It is effortless, still, complete. This is why I've shared with you that more healings, more supply, more love, more harmony, more peace, more freedom are made evident through silence than by any other practice known to man. When you know this truth we're hearing here, and we'll be hearing more in class, and then devote yourself to definite periods of silence each day, infinity pours through you. The finished kingdom of good reveals itself everywhere you are and as everything you do. Third, realize that God, which is silence, is the finished kingdom, is omniscience, is omnipotence, is omnipresence, is the almighty presence, power, and visibility of itself as individual being, as you and as me. God is the presence, power, and visibility of itself as you and as me. God itself is the one power of life and of realization. Did you catch that when you read it? And because there is no such thing as unformed, intangible, invisible God, when you're lifted into enough of a God state of awareness, which the spoken parts of each class achieve for you, being taught of silence quickly becomes visible and practical good, filling your life. You and I are not required to understand God or to translate the silence into tangible good. We don't possess such a faculty. Good already is. All you and I are required to do is to get our personal sense of selves out of the way of God, out of the way of that which is, and let God be what God is within and without. Was the master involved in the multiplication of the loaves and fishes that fed multitudes, the healings, the love, the calming of the storms, the walking on the water? No, it was his emptiness of self, his nothingness of self that evidenced the great miracles of truth everywhere he went. I can of my own self do nothing. The Father within me does the works. And we can add, the Father within me is already the manifested, demonstrated works. The silence does the works. And because silence is the finished kingdom of heaven and earth and all the host of them, in other words, because the inner is the outer and the outer is the inner, we only have to bear witness to the silence becoming the visible infinite good in our lives. In other words, as we live in this way, as this is our very daily practice, our eyes are opened to that which is. This is the entire secret of infinity made visible on earth. Lean not unto thine own understanding. His understanding is infinite. And his understanding is already established, finished, and real, within and without, and visible to sense by the degree we know this truth and leave it up to the silence to do the work. And so, after the initial spoken guidance at the beginning of each class, as we become still and turn ourselves over to the silence itself, gently realize, with no effort whatsoever, that His understanding is the substance and inner and outer tangible form of itself in your experience. As we leave our tangible fulfillment entirely up to His understanding, we discover the effortless and miraculous experience of truth made real and visible on earth as and for individual and unique you and me. Omniscience knows. Omniscience is. And omniscience is forever formed, real, and practical to sense testimony when we leave it free in us and free in our bodies and worlds to be so. Know that I'm with you each day as we run up to the start of class on Friday. Thank you.